Good morning, gentlemen. Typical case, there's a she'ela, if there's a beracha acharona, which beracha acharona would be the following. You eat the pecan pie. Pecan pie, how do you say? Pecan pie?
Very good pie.
It's a very good pie. Okay, any pie you want. Bottom line, you have a crust, and you have strawberries on top, or pecan, or whatever you decide to have in your pie. She'ela is the following. You're definitely eating a kazait of it, but some of it is mezonot, and some of it is not. So of course, the beracha rishona is always going to be mezonot. We only say one beracha, because it's one thing that you're eating. So we're not going to start dissecting. We didn't get to these halachot yet, but that's not the point. The point here is for beracha acharona. So there's a halacha, of course, that tells you that you have to eat your kazait b'kedei achilat peras, within the time of eating a peras of bread, which is a certain amount of bread. And that's the chachamim mesha'er about 3-4 minutes. So you have to eat a kazait. Okay, a kazait of what? It seems from the lashon of the acharonim there has to be a kazait of kemach. The lashon is a kazait of kemach, a kazait of flour. Okay, so if you have 3-4 minutes for a kazait of flour, now you're going to have to take your dough, has some water, and also you have all the fruits and all the creams that are on top. So now, you could be in a situation that you ate a kazait of the crust, but not within 3 minutes or 4 minutes. Because the crust is also a very light crust, and you know, how many kazait? Maybe you have one kazait, 1.5 kazait, and you're not eating the whole pie, Habibi.
The whole pie only has one kazait.
Exactly. Nah, it has more. But okay, anyways, in a slice, let's say you do have a kazait. If you eat the whole slice within 3 minutes, 4 minutes, then okay. But if you eat, so the shela is, do you say beracha achrona on that or not? It's a big shela. There's two poskim who have similar svarot who say that you do say al amichya. Two very important poskim, the Ginat Veradim and the Peri Chadash, both very important poskim from Egypt. And they say that you say beracha achrona. The lashon of the Peri Chadash is very interesting. En tzarich kazait kemach b'kedei achilat peras. You don't need to eat a kazait of the flour within peras. Ela afilu haya kazait echad kemach ve'asara kazaitim miminim acherim. If you have one kazait of kemach and 10 kazaitim of something else, כמו סוכר, אגוזים וכו'. כיוון שהיה כזית קמח אחד, יש לחמשת מיני דגן חשיבות, ואין צריך שיהיה כזית קמח בכדי אכילת פרס. ונעשה כאילו הכל ממיני דגן. He's saying, the power of the 5 minim of a grain that המזונות or המוציא is that it transforms the rest into itself. Because the fact that you have a כזית already is a staple that this is now a cake, and since it's not a cake, everything that is on top is part of the cake, and therefore you don't need to eat the kazait b'kedei achilat peras. That's the shita of the Peri Chadash. Don't think it's a shita yechida at all. It's a mamash machloket acharonim that is of equal weight, and therefore because of that we have a safek berachot. Chacham Ovadia doesn't say we posek like the other poskim. He says it creates a safek. Safek berachot lehakel, and therefore we don't say beracha acharona at all. Because if you ate, so bottom line, if you ate kazait kemach, but more than achilat peras time, but the kazait of the whole thing within achilat peras, you don't say beracha acharona, because you didn't have a kazait of kemach within achilat peras. There are other cases, don't think this is... You take brownie, for example. Brownie has very small amount of flour. So it could be that you say borimine mezonot at the beginning because there is some flour in there. Okay, that's, again, it's a different sugya we didn't see yet. But for beracha achrona, it's a big safek. Because, understand that there's a safek here. Because if it's 20% flour and 80% chocolate and other things, I don't know what's in there. Now, one shita would tell you, you say al amichya, although you didn't eat a kazait of flour b'kidei achilat peras, like we said. And another shita would tell you, no, it's borei nefashot, because although you said borei minimiz or not, the flour is now, you didn't eat enough. But you had a kazait of something else in there. But according to the one who said that it's salam yichya, you cannot say borei nefashot. And according to the one who say borei nefashot, you cannot say salam yichya. That's why safek berachot la'akel. You don't say beracha achrona unless you're sure that you ate a kazait of flour b'kidei achilat peras.